Pittsburgh. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do just that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, you can check us out online, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Welcome to hour two of Sons of Liberty with Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to give a shout out to a country inn in Kentucky. We're just off the highway here. They opened the doors for us and actually said, come on in and do your live broadcast from our hotel. So we just wanted to tell them thank you very much for the opportunity. And outside of that, friends, the first hour we spent much time talking about reaping and sowing, and sowing and reaping, for God is not mocked for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And now what I did just this last week, I'd also shared with you on the first segment that what we did last week over the last 7 days is that we did a tea party, we did a youth event, we did a couple classes, a drum clinic, we did 8 church services, we did 6 college classes, 5 radio shows, actually 6 now. We did a high school assembly in North Carolina, 1 interview with Stan Monteith, 1 interview with Dove TV, which is James Dobson's outlet, and that was on the West Coast. We did 1 citywide event, and we also did a teacher's class. And what I did over the last week is I did my commentary, which is on WND, which is on 37 outlets now, now that it's Saturday. It's on over 37 outlets across the country, and it's called Back to Elementary School with College Professors. And, of course, the people in North Carolina, friends, were second to none. They were awesome. They were super kind, cordial, just the coolest people you ever meet. But, folks, I got to be honest, when I got into this school classroom, this college classroom, when I'm dealing with the teacher faculty, I was blown away. And I shouldn't have been, but I was. Because what I found is that for the most part, they didn't know any of our founding documents. You know, when I was in this classroom, I'd actually shared with the teachers that the change that the American people were sold by this administration was deceptive, and that the people believed the president was paralleling change. Listen carefully, that the president was paralleling change with reclamation and restoration to our founding documents, not a departure. And they all agreed. And by the way, a good portion of these folks were black folks. And in saying that, I don't know what it is, folks, but just across the country, you just run into black communities and the such, and there's a tenderness about these people that are second to none. They're just very open to the facts. They're very open to the truth. But they're looking for leadership. They're looking for someone that will give them the truth. So I decided I would be the one to do that once I got to North Carolina in this teacher faculty class. But what I had shared with them, friends, was I was asking them the question, what form of government have we been given? After I asked them the question, you know, do you know your founding documents? Not one of them could tell me what their founding documents, not their Declaration of Independence, not the Bill of Rights, not the Constitution of the United States. And by the way, in this particular room, I was dealing with a majority of the people that were in this classroom were Christian. And I asked them the question, how many are Christians in this room? And they pretty much all raised their hand. And I said to them, I said, the Declaration of Independence, when I read it, it states that we are endowed by our Creator, our God, the God of the Mosaic Institution in Jesus Christ, with certain unalienable rights. I asked these college professors if they had taken the time to read the Bill of Rights or if they had taken the time to read the Constitution of the United States. And again, to my surprise, not one of them had taken the time to read their founding documents. By the way, documents which are posted on their school college walls. I then asked, if you don't know where you came from, then how do you know where you're going? Question mark. I then stated that Thomas Jefferson said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. In other words, let me say this, because I speak to the younger people constantly. If a nation expects to be stuck on stupid, it expects what never was and never will be. I then stated to these college teachers, these Christian professors, if you don't know your rights, then you don't have any rights, and you derive your rights from your creator, not from the privileges of the state, said John F. Kennedy. I asked these professors, this teacher faculty in this college in North Carolina, do you love your freedoms? They all, of course, answered in the affirmative. They replied with, sure, yes, we do. Because I reaffirmed with them that freedom was not given to do what we want to do, but what we ought to do. And again, they all looked at me in the affirmative, and they all agreed. I then proceeded to ask these teachers in this college how many in that room had grandfathers and grandmothers, fathers, mothers, uncles, aunts, or perhaps brothers or sisters, or even cousins that served in our military. And every one of these teachers raised their hands. And I responded with, wait a minute. These family members of yours served in the United States military, many fighting, bleeding, and in some cases dying to magnify the laws of our constitutional republic, and you don't even know what they're fighting for, bleeding for, or dying for. Folks, they all look like a bunch of whipped puppies. They looked ashamed. And you know what? For the most part, they should be ashamed. And I'm not saying that condescendingly. I'm not saying that to condemn them in any sense of the word. Because if there's godly repentance involved, they're going to turn from what they don't know, and they're going to put their foot upon what they should know. So they can go forward. Because I always bring forth that the hope is always found in what the truth given does. I always reassure the people that if you want to bring about change, then you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. I had to tell these people that Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. When you look down just a little bit further, the Lord said, because you've forgotten my law, I'll forget your children. Now, I'm speaking to college teachers in North Carolina. I proceeded further with asking these college professors if they knew the oath that our brothers and sisters would recite before serving we, the people. They did not. Do you know what the oath is that your relatives took before they served we, the people? They say, I, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will obey the orders and the orders of the officers appointed over me in accordance with that Constitution, friends, not in that which stands in direct contradiction. According to the regulations and uniform code of the military justice, so help me God. So, folks, I'm going to finish this letter right when I come back. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, broadcasting live from Country Inn in Kentucky.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean here again, live out of Kentucky Country Inn, just giving a good shout out, a great shout out, and saying thank you very much for the opportunity to come in here and actually broadcast live again out of Country Inn Suites. In Kentucky, you know what? We're in Miley Cyrus's home state. I'd like to run into that little skinny rack of bones and give her a good swift kick in the shorts and do my best to set her straight with the Word of God and love on her just a little bit. But in saying that, that was just food for thought. I was just thinking about that. Right before the break, we've been talking about taking the college teachers back to elementary school. And I was basically going back and forth with these college teacher faculty in a college in the state, a secular college in the state of North Carolina, and I was asking them about the foundations of our country, and every single one of them, folks, believed that we were a democracy. And then right before the break, I brought up the oath that our military, their relatives, swore before they served, we the people. And what people need to understand is what's so important about our foundations, because, again, if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going to. And, folks, I'm talking about college teachers that are teaching the next generation that don't even know the difference between a democracy and a republic. And, again, I'm not saying that in a condemning tone at all. And right before the break, I'd given over to you this oath that they swear. This is how it goes. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution, and I look at everybody in the class that you don't know, of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So help me God, is it how it ends? The next thing that I ask these college professors teaching the next generation is, what form of government have we been given again? I'm not saying this to be redundant, friends, but it's something that needs to be hit on, because it's not tedious for me to continuously bring this forth to your ears, because we need to lay the foundation on the right foundation. A democracy or a republic, I asked. And again, they said, we are a democracy. I had to share with these friends of mine, these college teachers in this particular college in North Carolina, that Fisher Ames, the architect of the First Amendment, said of a democracy that a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fire and materials of its own destruction. Fisher Ames, the architect of the First Amendment, said these will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. Is that what's happening? Why, yes, of course, that is what's happening today. I then bring to these teacher faculty at this particular college in the state of North Carolina, I put the question to them, could you please share with me the Pledge of Allegiance and say it real slow? So I start out, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the democracy for which it stands. No, wait a second. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the democracy for which it stands? Of course not. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, who gave us our rights, indivisible, undividable, all of our state preambles that start out acknowledging God Almighty, with liberty, which is found in the confines of law, and justice for those that are ruled by that law for all. How'd you like that? So I asked these college teachers, so we are a what? The teachers all in unison replied back, we are a republic. I said, that's exactly right. So I told these college teacher professors, Christian professors, that because I was so thankful for the sacrifice given for my freedoms, I actually took the time to read my Constitution and my founding documents, and I find within the pages of the Constitution of the United States of America, in Article 4, Section 4, that the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union, all 50 states, a republican form of government. That's what it says. Oh, Bradley, we're a democracy. Oh, you know, Bradley, you're the greatest fool I know. You're missing the facts. No, I just read the Constitution of the United States of America. I just recited to you what those in your family, in some cases, died magnifying. I just recited to you, friends, foundational documentation in which our forefathers gave us. But what good is law if no one stands behind it and magnifies it against crime? So you'd have an Adolf Hitler today, wouldn't you? Yep, you would have. Of course, he wouldn't last this long. But the bottom line is we'd be dealing with a whole lot of an Adolf Hitler. And by the way, friends, because we haven't taken the time to know where we came from, we are beginning to see history unfold, and it's repeating itself. So where's the problem? The problem is that it's foundational. Back to the teachers, because they did not learn in elementary school where we came from, because they were not taught to read our founding documents. Remember they wiped that out in 1962? The older generation just let them take it away to blind the next generations coming up. If they weren't taught to read our founding documents, how are they to know where they are going if they don't know where they came from? And the reason they did not take the time to do was to read these documents was the fact that no one took the time to show them the price paid for their freedoms. Train up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Wisdom is justified by our children, and we can see that the wisdom of our forefathers are not justified, but rather we are being condemned because of our foolishness, because of our lack of knowledge. We are being destroyed. But there's no excuse because, again, at the beginning of what I talked about concerning these teachers and this college in North Carolina concerning our founding documents that all believe that we are a democracy, they're without excuse because when you go to the college itself, the founding documents are on the walls. The lack of gratitude. Let me say it this way. Had they known the price for their freedoms, the price paid for their freedoms, out of gratitude, they would have taken the time to read their founding documents and lived for what many had died to give unto us. And Scripture tells us the same thing in 2 Corinthians 5:15. We live unto him who died for us. So again, why are we where we're at today? Because we're simply being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. But let me say this. For those that believed that we were a democracy, I know you bloggers out there, you have nothing better to do with your time than to mark every step that I take. Because you know what I say is true. That's why you're so offended. See, it's like showing the deviation in a crooked stick is by laying a straight one next to that deviated stick. The straight stick shows the deviation in the crooked stick. You know, I ask you this. Who's the last president, friends, to actually acknowledge that you are a constitutional republic? It wasn't Barack Hussein Obama. He's trying to take your Christian heritage away from you, too. And the sad part of this is many are letting him do it. Yet you have the law on your side, as you have God on your side. Who's the last president to actually acknowledge that we were a constitutional republic? Friends, it comes to this. We're ruled by principle. We're ruled by law. We're not ruled by opinion. We're not ruled by what the new president wants to do illegally. He doesn't have a constitutional... Friends, Article 1, Section 8. President Barack Hussein Obama, concerning Obamacare, unconstitutional. If you knew that we were a republic, we'd all be standing up together and saying, you know what, we need to impeach you so our country's not destroyed. And that your criminal actions go no further, we're going to remove you from office lawfully right now because we are a constitutional republic. Oh, by the way, it wasn't George Bush neither. He inundated the younger generation, our posterity, with the fact that we were a democracy. We're not a democracy. Oh, and Bill Clinton did the same thing, friends. He continues to reiterate the fact that we are a democracy, when in fact we're not a democracy. Oh, and by the way, let me go to Daddy Bush. Daddy Bush started throwing on the American people that we were a democracy as well, when in fact we are not a democracy. As a matter of fact, Daddy Bush even started bringing forth a New World Order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. And when you begin to look at the Bushes, friends, you can see a huge decline when them men took office. And don't you dare think there's any difference between George Bush Sr., Jr., Jeb Bush, than there is Barack Hussein Obama. They're all working towards the same thing, because we see Barack Hussein Obama overseas in Europe when he was a senator calling for a new world order. He said there's no other way. Folks, the last president to actually acknowledge that we were a constitutional republic, love him or hate him, was none other than Ronald Reagan. If you thought that we were a democracy, this is how you would say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want, and to the democracy for which it falls, one nation under a dictatorship with bondage and a justice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. We are not a democracy, friends. You got Bradley with SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com will be right back after this break, broadcasting live out of Country and Suites in Kentucky.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Talking about taking the college teachers back to the elementary school, because I've asked these teachers, these college teachers in North Carolina and these Christian professors, what we were, what form of government's been given unto us as an American people, and every single one of these college teachers, professed Christians friends, acknowledged out of their own mouths that we were a democracy, when in fact we are not a democracy. And then I asked you the question, who's the last president to actually acknowledge that we were a constitutional republic? It was Ronald Reagan. Love him or hate him. He was actually the last president to actually acknowledge who we were. And then I said, if you believe that we were a democracy, which we are not, this is how you'd say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want. Is that what you're seeing today? Of course you are. Everybody's decrying, we're victims of this and we're victims of that. We want our rights. Well, let me tell you something, you radical homosexuals and you murdering abortionists. God didn't give you a right to kill, and he didn't give you a right to go ahead and violate one another, namely the same sex. That's called an abomination. It's called murder. God didn't give you the right to commit the crime. Read the Declaration of Independence, which is the seedbed concerning the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And just to prove my point, no matter what state you are in, take the time to read those founding documents, because many died to give them to you, but also read your state preambles and tell me how they all start out. They all start out acknowledging God Almighty in one form or another. But back to this, for those that believe that we were a democracy, let me reiterate that we are not a democracy. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want. Is that what's going on? Yep. And to the democracy for which it falls. Is that what's happening? Yep. One nation. No. Well, we're being told that, hey, listen, man, There's Democratic Party. There's a Republican Party. Well, as if to say, when the Republicans are in power, they can do what they want to do. And when the Democrats are in power, they can do what they want to do. Hey, friends, when those men, those family members of yours, when they served the military, magnifying the constitutional republic and the laws which are filed within the confines of that constitutional document, what are they fighting for? Are they fighting for the Democrats or the Republicans? No, they're fighting for who we are as one nation under God. We the people. They're not fighting for two different versions of government. We have one constitution, friends, not two, not three. Benjamin Rush, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, when asked, basically, what's his party affiliation? He said, I'm not an aristocrat and I'm not a Democrat. He said, I'm a Christocrat. That's right. That a boy. And if you don't come to terms with that, then don't complain about what's going on through this administration and this dictator wannabe's 10,000 commandments. Because if you're not going to be ruled by the word of God, friends, you are going to be ruled by the bayonet. And that's exactly what you're seeing transpire in your country right now. Let me say it this way. If you're not going to be ruled by God's 10 commandments, you're going to be ruled by man's 10,000. So an uneducated clown, when he says the Pledge of Allegiance, believing that we are a democracy, he says, in essence, I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want and to the democracy for which it falls, one nation under a dictatorship with bondage and injustice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. We are not a democracy. And then I shared with you as to what Fisher Ames, the architect of the First Amendment, said. He said a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction. Is that what's happening? It sure is. These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. Because the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, excessive license. Hey, friends, let me ask you a question. Let me ride this bunny trail real quick. Does government have a right to break the law? No, they do not. Why? Because we as a people in this country first derive our rights from our Creator, our unalienable rights. We've been endowed with these rights by our Creator. Okay, when we look at governments, do they derive their just powers from we the people and the consent of we the people? Well, yes, they do. So they work for us. We do not work for them. So let me ask you this. Let me go back to the beginning. Let me go back to the foundation. Then who gave those rights? God gave us the rights. And when we look at those rights, we also understand what William Blackstone said when he said, no enactment of man can be considered law if it stands in contradiction to God's law. So, in other words, we don't have a right to break his moral law. That's exactly right. Does government have a right to break the law? Nope. They don't have congressional immunity. None whatsoever. They have to abide by the laws, too, as long as the people are enforcing those laws. Because when we look at government, again, friends, we need to understand that they are an extension of what we allow them to be. So when we complain about what's going on in government, we're only complaining about what we tolerate. We're looking in the mirror. And instead of righting the wrong, America is allowing the wrong to prevail over the right. And church, let me tell you something. Romans 12 says that we are to overcome evil with good, not the other way around. So don't try to excuse yourself out of God's commandments. We know that governors were sent by him in the book of Peter to be a terror unto those that do what? Those that commit evil. And governors are also appointed to be a praise unto them that do well. And nowhere can you find in Scripture, I love pulling this one out of the bag, friends, when I'm doing churches. Nowhere can you find the God of heaven asking his church to submit to that which stands in direct contradiction to his commandments. Nowhere. As if to say, God's okay with the fact that this government has now given a license to a certain sick-minded, murderous people to go ahead and murder their own babies. Call it for what it is, friends. Because it's true. Or this government, because now they've set themselves at war with God, not all of them, there's a lot of good people there too, friends, but a good portion of them have set themselves at war with God and said, now men can get married. Friends, this is not the will of the people. And the will of the people needs to stand up because we have the power to right the wrongs, and we need to right the wrongs lawfully. I I said to the church the other day, I said, if the love of God has been shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost that's been given unto you, I'm trying to figure out where the love is for those little innocent babies in the womb that are being killed 4,000 a day in the womb. And then for some reason, the American people think that they're safe when in fact it's this administration and this man that calls himself the President of the United States that has actually voted in favor of abortion over 241 times. And it's also this man that wanted to make sure that there was another doctor in that abortion murder clinic before and in case that baby came out alive, that second doctor would make sure that that baby was snuffed out before he came out. I shared with you on yesterday's radio show when I was doing this outdoor citywide event the other day in North Carolina, Rockingham, North Carolina. I was looking at the church and I said to him, I said, you have more of a care of watching a bunch of grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball than you do actually standing up and fighting for the life of the infants that are in the womb. And then I asked him the question, and I asked you the question, where's the love? The Bible says that in the end times, the love of many will wax cold. Where is the love? Church, you wonder why, professed church in America, you wonder why you have a lame witness or you have no witness at all or you have no fruit on your tree at all? It's because you're not willing to fight. You're not willing to show forth that labor of love and that work of faith. Scripture tells us that. And the bottom line is when you stand back and you're okay with that, just keep in mind, sooner or later, them doctors are coming to your door. Oops, wait a second. Is there something called Obamacare? Is there something called death panel? Is there something called mental health screen? Friends, I'm telling you, you need to wake up. You need to get back to the Word of God. So I ask the question, where is the love? Because America, you cannot justify what's going on in your country right now whatsoever. If the government's corrupt, it's because you yourself are corrupt. And if you want to see how corrupt you are, go ahead and put God's moral law before your eyes so he can show you the spot in which you've offended him. And when you repent before a just and a holy God, let it drive you to the foot of the cross and put your faith in Jesus Christ through repentance. Read the Word of God, believe what he says, go to the blood of Jesus Christ and wash yourself. And Scripture tells us that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now, let me get back to this democracy. Fisher Ames, the architect of the First Amendment, said the known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, excessive license, false grace, which the ambitious call an ignorant belief to be liberty. So it's as if the American people, those that go out and abort babies, they believe that they've been given license by a corrupt government, which in fact is true, to go ahead and violate God's moral law. And then ignorant people actually believe that they're not going to reap what they sow when they do murder the fruit of that which is in their womb called a human being. Do you see where the stupidity is? You see what the ignorant want to believe? You see this gives you a definition of communism, totalitarianism, wackoism, liberalism, communism. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said that democracy is the most vile form of government, that this administration inundates you with the fact that we are a democracy. James Madison says democracies have ever been a spectacle of turbulence and contention. Is that what's going on? Yes. Have ever been found incompatible with personal security and personal rights of property and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been in their violent deaths. Hey, friends, if you want to learn from history, look to the French. You want to learn from history, look to the French that wanted a free nation without God, which is not free at all. Liberty is found in his Son, Jesus Christ, who makes men free because he's the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. We've got one more segment coming up, folks. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, broadcasting live out of Kentucky in Country and Sweet. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Yes, Bradley Dean, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live out of the state of Kentucky. Country Inn Suites have opened up their doors, and we just want to give them a shout-out and say thank you very much for the opportunity and the hospitality. Friends, I'd also remind you, we just got off a tour in North Carolina. We're on our way back to the state of Minnesota to rejuvenate and to renew some strength so we can get out there and do it all over again, Lord willing. And in saying that, I would ask that you would please consider supporting this ministry. And if you want to see how effective we are and the fruit that we have borne, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And you can also see what we've done in the past through high school assembly programs across the country. We have done over 340 high schools across the country. And if you'd like to see the fruit of the ministry, go ahead and read what the students have to say, what the teachers have to say, what the principals have to say, what the superintendents have to say. Listen to what they have to say. Because you know what? You know what absolutely amazes me, friends, is when I look when I do research on what's going on in our country, and every once in a while I cross over my name, and I look at all these little, these ground feeders, we call them blogsters. And these folks, what they don't do is they don't ask questions, they don't call into the radio show, because they have nothing to dispute with. They're a bunch of gossips. Let me say it this way. They are a bunch of losers. They have nothing better to do with their time than to actually bite on the heels of those that are out there doing something. And to say all that, to say this, isn't it interesting how they never, ever, never, ever pull up the fruit of a ministry? They just try to find, they spring at the net and they swallow the big, big camel. They make accusations and they go from hearsay and they make up stories in the sense of, did you hear about this and did you hear about that? Without asking anybody inside of the ministry actually as to what's going on. And so in saying that, please go to our website and see what the people have to say who have experienced their message across the country and hundreds of high schools across the country, churches, prisons, detention centers. We're out there seeking and saving that which is lost, which is the very heart of God, friends. And I would challenge you to go read what people say that have actually partook with one of our events in their local school or wherever we have been. And in saying that, friends, I'd ask that you would consider, please consider the Sons of Liberty Radio when sowing a tithe and offering. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Support our sponsors because that's what keeps us out there. And again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. This is my final segment. We're broadcasting live out of Kentucky, Country Inn Suite out of Kentucky, just off the highway. I can see the cars going by and back and forth in front of me right now. But in saying that, friends, we're coming back from North Carolina, just got off a tour. And again, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check out what we just did this last week. It was almost over the top. It's good to be going home. Hopefully we can revive and get a little strength and, again, do it all over again. 1-866-233-0747. If you consider supporting this ministry, we would greatly appreciate it. Now, friends, what I've been talking about, and I'm on my last segment here, and sorry about the phone lines being inaccessible due to the fact that we're on the road. We've been talking about how college teachers over this last hour believe that we're a democracy, and I'm sharing with you right now what our forefathers have stated about a democracy. For example, John Adams, the second president of the United States, said, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. So what is the difference, Bradley, between a democracy and a republic? Democracy is what the people want. A republic is based off of principle. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. But if I continuously inundate you with the fact that we're a democracy, then guess what? You think that I have power when I work in government to do whatever I want to do, when in fact that is not true, friends. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, said, a democracy is nothing more than mob rule. Let me say this, friends. I don't care if I have 99.1%, listen, I don't care if I have 100% of the people swaying to the things of the world, going along with abortion through apathy, going along with the homosexual agenda, going along with corruption in government to those that serve we the people. I don't care if everybody puts an approval sticker on their shirt and say everything's going wonderful. We love this like they did back with the dictators of old back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. I'm not ruled by what the people do. I'm here because I want to please my Heavenly Father because Scripture says a wise son maketh a glad father. And I do that because I see the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. When I look at the cross of Calvary, and I see what He endured because of me and my sin, my personal sin, I take responsibility to go out there and live for what He lived for because I see and is living for because He's alive forevermore because I see the price paid for the sacrifice on the behalf of my sins. But I also see the fact that He died magnifying God's moral law, which He did not abrogate, Matthew 5. And we in the natural need to understand that that's exactly, hey, listen, our veterans, they didn't fight for a democracy. They fought for a constitutional republic. So I don't care if everybody agrees with the corrupt government or not. I'm not moving by the grace of God. It was Jonathan Edwards, the great awakening preacher back in the 1700s, I believe, that rightly said, listen, even if everybody else doesn't serve God, he said, I'm going to serve God. And that's exactly right. And I'm not going to try to negate the cross because somebody in my family doesn't like it. I'm not going to negate the cross because somebody in one of my best friends doesn't like it. I'm not going to negate that. Hey, listen, Jesus said to he who tries to save his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. And how do you know that you've lost your life? Because you're living for him who died for you and finding your life. And you're never, ever in a million years going to find your life. Folks, people are miserable all day long. People across this country are on meds. They're being counseled. When in fact, that's all they have to do is obey and let the Spirit of God make them healthy. Because our life is found in Christ Jesus, not outside of it. Liberty is found where the Spirit of the Lord is, not outside of it. Yet so many people, they lay the cross down, they attack the anointed, and then they sit there and they try to justify themselves. And what they want to do, and I'm talking about people all across this country. I see it everywhere, friends. Then they want to try to justify themselves because what they're offended at, friends, is the cross. They're offended at the cross. And yet they say they love God when it's the furthest thing from the truth. If you're not offended at the cross, then why are you not living and why are you not engaged in the good fight of faith that we're commanded to take? Why are we not in the spiritual warfare or engaged in the spiritual warfare? Because it all comes with the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, Scripture tells us that we've been appointed unto affliction. But yet there are those that don't want the affliction. They don't want the trials. They don't want the tribulations. Which, by the way, is a confirmation and the exhortation given in Acts chapter 11 to those that were entering into the kingdom of heaven. And wasn't it Jesus that said, straight and narrow, difficult is the way, not wide and broad? But everybody's looking for that wide and broad way, aren't they? Hey, listen, let me say it this way. Either you're pleasing God or you're not. And if you're not pleasing God, you've not put yourself in a good position whatsoever, except only to war against him in deed and in action. Thomas Jefferson said this. He said, a democracy is nothing more than mob rule where 51% of the people may take away the rights that God gave you of the other 49. I shared with you as to what the Constitution says, Article 4, Section 4. Thomas Jefferson said the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Alexander Hamilton said, for my own part, I sincerely esteem it, the Constitution of the United States, a system which without the finger of God could have never been suggested and agreed upon. Finger of God, man, he's talking biblical vernacular because that's found in Exodus 20 where God gave his moral law with his finger. And folks, William Blackstone, Commentaries on the Laws of English Common Law, said this. He said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the laws of God. To the laws of God. It's never for anybody's good to shun the commandments of God. By them thy servant is warned, Psalm 19. Yet we're warned because God loves us enough to tell us no. Also, we need to do a little history. We need to do a little foundational check. We need to do some study on our foundation. We need to spend time thanking God for what he's given unto us. And the way that we do that is we stand up and fight for what he gave us. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, broadcasting live out of Country and Sweet in Kentucky on my way back home. First down, 318. Love you by what we do. And we will talk to you on Monday. See ya.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorld, WHEY.com.